15-Minute Mondays, your kickstart to week high-energy 15-minute episode on the Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Daniel Greg Johnson. Let's get right into it. Hello, everybody. Welcome back on the Success Blueprint. It is 15-Minute Monday time, and I don't want to hold you up for long. But before I start, I wanted to let you know that I'm adding a new interesting format to the Success Blueprint, which will be Business Wednesdays with Kane William Pretorius and myself. We are going to talk about business topics, about etiquette, about behavior, communication, teamwork, a lot of things that are going to be super interesting, punchy episodes with real information that you can take and apply for your work life, for your personal career development, and for your leadership development, management style development. This will have something for everyone. So we're going to start this on the first Wednesday of May, Business Wednesdays. I hope that you will be part of that movement as well. But I don't want to hold you up for long. So let's get into the 15-Minute Monday. And today's episode is called Think, Speak, Influence, the three pillars of clarity. So let's talk clarity. I don't know about you, but when I was younger, I had times where I felt my mind was jumbled, like a mess of incomplete thoughts and fuzzy ideas. It's like my brain was stuffed with cotton balls, making it hard to think straight. And then when I wanted to speak, forget about it. My words came out disjointed and ambiguous. And I was never quite sure if what I'm saying was making sense. But here's the thing. Clarity is a superpower. And I used the time of self-development and improvement and my business time, everything that I experienced over the last years, I used that as a breeding ground for constant self-development and self-improvement. And that is powerful. When you think clearly, speak directly, and influence intentionally, you unlock doors and create something for yourself that is really powerful and that will help you in all areas of life, in your personal life, but particularly also in your work life, in your business life, as an entrepreneur, whatever it is that you are doing. So in this episode, I want to give you a how-to guide for achieving total mental clarity. And through self-reflection and focused effort, you will be able to remove the mental fog and become a beacon of understanding. With clarity, your communication becomes confident and it will be empowering, and your goals become sharper. Your direction gets clearer. So let's take that journey with me for the next couple of minutes. I share the three pillars of clarity: how to think clearly, speak directly, and influence intentionally. So buckle up, let's get right into it. In my personal life, but as well in business life, particularly as a leader, you recognize the importance of clarity within your leadership. As a leader, gaining clarity is one of the most important things you can do. When you're clear in your thinking, speaking, and direction, your team will know exactly what's expected of them. Clarity is a process that requires constant self-reflection and improvement. And the same applies if you are a team leader, if you are a supervisor, it doesn't matter. You have to ask yourself tough questions. To start gaining clarity, you can ask yourself the following questions. Where am I unclear in my role? And that could be how you communicate with your team. What kind of environment do you create? Do you create psychological safety? Are you someone that implements honesty and trust and the ability to speak up and to say the things that are usually unspoken within teams? Do I have knowledge or skills gaps? What is it that is maybe lacking? What is it that you need to be more rounded and more versed in the business that you are operating or within your sphere of entrepreneurship or whatever you are doing? Is my communication direct or mushy? How do you talk? How do you address conflict? How do you submit your message? Are you clear? Are you able to communicate clear and in a way that is not only making sense in your own head, but also makes sense in the people that you are sending the message to? And particularly if that is different people with different skills, with different mindsets, with different worldviews and all those kind of things, how clear and direct are you in your communication? Who have I avoided being clear with and why? Are you avoiding your superior or maybe one person in the team that is super difficult and you don't know how to address them? So what have you been avoiding? Where have you been taking the easy way? What do I need to do to gain clarity moving forward? So where do you need to unclutter? Where maybe you need to get rid of the fog and the mist around you and be more clear, maybe in your communication, maybe in the way that you address conflict and all those kind of things. The answers to these questions will highlight where you need to improve. And don't stop at surface level. You have to dig deep to truly understand the root causes of your lack of clarity. Clarity is a commitment and it's not a destination. It's something that will improve over the years, that will get better and better. The more time you put in, the more you're going to get out. It's the same like going to gym or exercise or the hours that you put into your golf swing. It doesn't matter. Clarity is always a commitment. Gaining clarity is something that you have to do as an ongoing improvement, not a one-time achievement. As you work to gain clarity, the bar will keep rising throughout your life. But when you commit to clarity and thinking, speaking, and influencing, your communication will become empowering. So how do we achieve clarity? Let me give you some steps for that. Reflect regularly on areas you can improve. Data, as I always say, everything that you look at and you reflect on, you will get important data, you become more self-aware and aware of the ways that you behave, your triggers and all those kind of things. So that is all data that you can use for consistently adjusting your approach, the way that you handle conflict, the way that you have difficult conversations, the way that you speak to your peers, maybe to your partner at home. So it is really important to consistently reflect and get that data so you can adjust your behavior and the ways that you look at things and at the world and at problems and all sorts of other things that are important. Ask clarifying questions of yourself and others. That's important. If you don't understand something, ask questions. If something is suspicious, ask, what is the data here? What is the background? Give me a bit more information. If you are unsure about a decision to make, ask people that maybe have gone through the same situations. Get some knowledge from them. Research, look at the protagonists and antagonists so that you can make a concise decision once you have gathered all data. And then when you decide, you do that based on the best available information and data that you have at that point in time. Practice direct, concise communication. Don't fluff it, don't sugarcoat it, don't beat around the bushes. Be direct in your communication, be concise. Make sure that the receiver understands your message, that you put yourself into their shoes even, that you can understand how might they interpret this message that you are sending. How might they take it? What can you do to maybe soften the blow if it's necessary and be more diplomatic, but still deliver the message directly and without any kind of sugarcoating? Face situations and people you've avoided. Don't walk around people on eggshells, whether they are uncomfortable or something that you cannot discuss with them because you think it's indiscussable. You have to face situations and people that are uncomfortable, that you have avoided, because the success and your better self lies on the other side of discomfort. That's what I always say to my clients. Envision how clarity will improve your leadership, your style of living, the way that you deal with people. It is important. Clarity will give you an advantage and a head start over many, many people. Gaining clarity is challenging, but the rewards are immense. With hard work and commitment, you will become a leader who thinks, speaks, and influences with confidence and purpose. And the same applies to your personal life. Clarity is the key to sustainable effectiveness, and it will help you, your team, the people around you, the people that you are friends with, it doesn't matter, to thrive. Self-reflection is the first step to gaining clarity. As I began my journey to gain total clarity many years ago in my life and leadership, the first place I looked was within. And that was not always a pleasing picture. Sometimes it was grim, sometimes it was dark. I looked back on my past experiences and recognized, no, you haven't been clear. You have not always known what to do, when to do it, and why. I asked myself some tough questions that require deep self-reflection, and I never stopped reflecting, never stopped gathering data for self-improvement. Where exactly was I unclear in my thinking and communication? I realized there were knowledge gaps in some areas of my work that led to mushy language and avoidance of difficult conversations. And that is the worst thing that can happen. I knew if I wanted to become a more effective leader, person, partner, friend, filling these gaps and strengthening my clarity was a non-negotiable. And that's what I've done. So let me share some of the questions that I've asked myself and that I also frequently use with my clients in coaching. What aspects of my job could use more clarity? For me, it was providing clear direction and feedback to the people that I worked with, to my superiors, to the people below me, and to the people around me in my life and in my friendships. Do I have any knowledge, skills, or gaps? Yes, in strategic planning, in data analysis, and a couple of other things that I identified. So I worked on those. Is my communication direct or muddy? Is there anything wrong with the way that I communicate? And unfortunately, at times, it was the latter. And it was sometimes impulsive. I didn't control my emotions enough. I acted from ego depletion and not from a point of clarity and concise analytics of data and the information that was available at hand. So my communication was not great, and I started improving on that. Who have I avoided being crystal clear with, and why? My boss, for instance. I was intimidated and feared how I could be received if I say that I don't know that, if I maybe need some more training, education in that area. And that is something that we always have as a weakness, because we don't ask for help because we are too proud. We don't want to look like we are stupid or we don't know enough. What will I do to ensure clarity moving forward? Commit to ongoing learning and have courageous conversations, no matter how uncomfortable, and particularly with myself. What questions should I ask consistently to avoid falling behind? So that would be looking at your blind spots. What am I missing or misunderstanding here? And how can I explain this more clearly? The bar for clarity is continually rising, and particularly in the world that we live in. It's an endless process of thinking sharply, speaking directly, and influencing others in a positive way and not being manipulative, but with commitment and constant self-reflection and improvement. I knew for myself I could develop communication that was confident, compelling, and empowering. And I used that to my advantage, and I put the hours in and learned more about myself, more about people, more about the way that people communicate. And that was a huge milestone in my life. Gaining clarity started with looking within. And while it wasn't easy all the time, the rewards of enhanced effectiveness and stronger relationships made it well worth the effort. My journey was just beginning, but through persistence, I was determined to achieve total clarity for myself, for the people around me, for every endeavor that I had. And today, when I pick something up, I'm very strategic. I'm clear on what I want, why I want it, how I'm going to achieve it, breaking it down in manageable steps and taking action towards them. And that is what happens when you are operating from a point of total clarity. And will you always get it right? No, it is a journey, and it is consistent improvement and self-reflection. A really important point in thinking clearly: removing ambiguity from your thoughts. To gain clarity in my thinking, I personally started by reflecting on areas I felt unsure or confused about. I asked myself tough questions to uncover knowledge or skills gaps, as well as attitudes that were holding me back. For me, communication was always a skill that I thought you have to be lucid, you have to be fluid in the way that you think, and that's why I knew I needed to become more precise with my language and start asking clarifying questions. I also began journaling to explore my thoughts and my assumptions. I wrote down questions like, why do I avoid confrontation? What am I afraid of? How can I reframe conflict as an opportunity for growth? And this helped me understand the root cause of my ambiguity and see that it often stemmed from fear or a lack of confidence. And no matter how strong you are perceived in the outside world, we all struggle with confidence sometimes in our lives. And yes, I do believe that I'm a very strong and willpowered person, but it doesn't mean that we don't have blind spots and that we don't struggle. Everyone does. With this awareness, I was able to start addressing everything more precisely and become even stronger and become better in the communication, become more lucid in my way of thinking. And the fluidity that it gives you in the way that you operate and that you talk to people is a skill that sets you apart. Another key step is improving listening. I made an effort to truly hear other perspectives with an open mind. I asked follow-up questions to ensure that I understood the speaker's intent and meaning. And this helped broaden my thinking and expose me to new ideas and ways of communicating I could adopt for myself. Of course, gaining mental clarity is an ongoing process, and I regularly revisit these techniques to check that my thinking remains focused and my communication continues to improve. I ask myself, what new knowledge or skills would help me think more clearly? Are there any remaining blind spots or bad habits I need to address? Maintaining an attitude of continuous learning and improving improvement is the key to clarity. While gaining clarity is challenging work, the rewards will always be significant in your life. With clearer thinking comes increased confidence, effectiveness, and influence. My relationships have improved as others appreciate my direct, thoughtful communication style. And in my leadership roles or as a coach, when I help businesses and individuals, providing unambiguous direction and feedback to teams, to leaders, and to supervisors or people that want to get better at those skills has enabled them to excel. The effort to gain clarity pays off in many ways that you cannot even imagine. So put the work in, because there's so many of my clients that come to me that really do not have clarity. They know kind of what's going on, what they want, but when you start digging deeper, clarity is always something that comes up as a blind spot in many, many people. So speaking clearly and using precise and direct language, the importance of that is tremendous. Clarity in communication starts with being precise in your language and avoiding ambiguity. As a leader or as a team leader, as a head of a group, supervisor, the words you choose and how you convey your message can have significant impact. When I first started in my management roles, I realized my communication lacked clarity. I would use vague language and avoid being direct, hoping that my people around me, my peers, the teams that I led in my younger years would interpret my meaning. The result was confusion, lack of alignment, and missed objectives. So I committed early in my life to improving how I speak by being intentional with my word choice. I asked myself probing questions to uncover any lack of clarity in my thinking. I then chose words that are specific and concise to convey my message accurately. For example, instead of telling a team we need to improve a process, I say we need to streamline the client onboarding process by removing redundancies to reduce the average time by 3 days. This level of precision leaves no room for misinterpretation. Being direct is equally important. I've learned to speak candidly with compassion. I address issues promptly and with care for the people involved. For example, let's say a team member misses a deadline. You know, then there's something that you can do, like meeting with them privately and say, I've noticed you missed the deadline for the proposal. I want to check in to see if there are any obstacles I can help remove so we can get back on track. This approach demonstrates support while also holding them accountable. And that is the way that you need to communicate. Using precise language and being direct has strengthened my communication and leadership, and it will yours. My teams, the people that I worked with, the teams that I coach now, the leaders that I coach have clear understanding of priorities and expectations, leading to better outcomes and less confusion. Clarity in speech is a skill that requires continuous practice and improvement. I find reflecting regularly on how I can do better at explaining my thinking and vision helps to make progress over the long run, and the results are well worth the effort. So keep on putting time into that. It is so important for all areas of your life. Influence clearly. Empowering communication through clarity is something that you can make your best friend. As a leader, gaining clarity in how you think, speak, and communicate direction is essential. Without it, your team, the people around you will be confused about priorities and expectations, and your own effectiveness will be limited because you consistently have to micromanage, relook at things if you are not clear. It is important that you think clearly. To think with clarity, you consistently have to ask yourself, what questions should you be asking to avoid confusion? And also ask for others' input, like, what's another way to understand this issue? With practice, your thinking will become sharper and more focused. Speak clearly. Speaking with clarity requires using confident and empowering language. I make direct requests and share my vision and priorities openly and honestly. At first, it might feel uncomfortable being so transparent, but you will soon realize that the people around you, your peers, your team, will begin to understand that your direction and reasoning is good for productivity, and it will grow trust. Influence clearly. With clarity in thinking and speaking, you gain the ability to influence others in a positive way. Your communication becomes a guiding light, helping teammates, people around you, your peers, your superiors, to feel engaged and empowered. And everyone will know exactly what is expected and why it's important. And the same applies to you with your relationship to your superiors. Gaining clarity is a continual process of refining your thinking, improving your communication, and strengthening your leadership. It requires effort and commitment, but the rewards of effective, empowering leadership makes it well worth the investment. So with clarity, you can achieve amazing things through others. So the journey to clarity is an ongoing process of self-reflection, awareness, and commitment. And by regularly examining our thoughts, words, and actions, and making the necessary adjustments, we all can achieve greater precision and directness in how we think, speak, and lead. And trust me, clarity may seem elusive at times. Dedicating ourselves to its pursuit will empower our communication, relationships, and impact wherever we walk the road. So let's keep challenging ourselves to gain clarity in all aspects of our lives, because the rewards are immeasurable, leading to confidence, influence, and empowerment. And our lives are defined by the quality of our thoughts. So I want you to think clearly, speak clearly, and influence clearly. And if you want to know more about this topic, if you want to know more about influence, about clarity, reach out to me, make contact. That's what I have programs for. I coach many individuals, leaders, and executives, and just people like you and me on gaining more clarity and how to empower themselves to be better with influence and be better in business, better in life. So just reach out to me. My contact details are in the podcast description. You know my social media handles and where you can find me. I would love to hear from you. Okay, that was it for the 15 Minute Monday. I hope you guys had a fantastic weekend and that you have a powerful and a clear week ahead. Let's think clarity and make a difference. That's Daniel Craig Johnson, your host. Take care.